We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
2 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in today for both Marks and Reese, which makes this, because Jack Fritz is here behind the glass, makes it an old school evening show reunion here.
Oh, is everyone tearing up out in their cars?
The people, I don't know if they're ready, but we got 4 hours here. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. We got a lot we're gonna touch on this afternoon. We'll have Elliot Shore Parks later on. We'll have a great guest who knows a lot about Joe Girardi coming up as well. But I want to start with Joe Girardi and the Phillies. And, you know, the fact that summer camp or spring training, whatever they're calling this thing, is starting basically now. We saw highlights of Bryce Harper hitting yesterday, JT Realmuto today, and Rhys Hoskins and his mustache and all that. So they're there. They're ready. And starting tomorrow, the Phillies are going to start working out. And there is a lot of expectation now for the 2020 Phillies and what they're going to do. And now we have a shortened season and how they're going to play in this season. But I've been thinking about this a lot. Look, I like Joe Girardi. I think he's a really good manager. I think the Phillies made a good hire once they chose to go in a different direction, that they found a guy that's a good manager. But I look at this team and the team the Phillies put together in the offseason. Now we're going to see it play out starting basically 3 weeks from today. And I believe we've overrated the impact Joe Girardi can have. You know, the Phillies did not add an overwhelming amount of talent to their team in the offseason. They got a little bit better. They added some better players, Wheeler and Didi. You know, like, there's a chance that they've improved their team and they're going to be a better team this year than last year. But I mean, Joe Girardi is a manager. In baseball, managers can only do so much. And in 60 games, I believe a manager can only do so much. And if Joe Girardi was truly going to be the difference between the Phillies being a 500-ish team, which is what they were last year, to being a sure playoff team, then, number one, their over-under would be higher than it is. I mean, think about it. The Phillies over-under, you look at different spots right now in Vegas and, you know, any betting market, it's like 30, 31, you know, around there. They are not projected to be one of baseball's best teams. They're not projected to be a great team. And I believe the excitement we have over Joe Girardi, number one, we've overrated what he could do. And number two, I think we're setting an unfair expectation for a manager that right now still has a roster that's good but not great. The Phillies are not a team that you look at and say, wow, you know, they were a 90-win team last year that they got destroyed by their manager, and then just put a good one in there, and they're going to figure it out. I don't look at the Phillies that way. I think we are asking Joe Girardi to do something that, quite frankly, I don't think most managers could do, which is take a decent roster and make it into one of baseball's best rosters. Joe Girardi's had a lot of success in Major League Baseball. He's won a World Series, did a great job with the Yankees. But let's be real. Joe Girardi had a lot of talent in New York. Joe Girardi was not taking mediocre Yankees teams and putting them into the playoffs. He was taking really good Yankees teams, great Yankees teams, and getting to the World Series and going to the playoffs and the ALCS and all that and winning. But Joe Girardi's not, you know, he's not a magician. He's a baseball manager. And I think when we talk about this team, too much of the conversation has been, well, they have Joe Girardi now, so that's going to fix everything. Joe Girardi will fix Zach Eflin. Joe Girardi will fix Nick Pivetta. Joe Girardi will fix Rhys Hoskins. Joe Girardi will fix the bullpen that is really just a cast of characters out there leading to Hector Neris. We are asking a manager, now a good one, and I like Joe Girardi, but we're asking a manager here to take a team that virtually no one thinks is the favorite in the NL East. Very few people believe even is the second best team in the NL East. They have the fourth best odds to win their own division right now. And if it was as simple as new manager, new results, then the Phillies would be in a different spot right now. People would be looking at them and saying, man, they've got Joe Girardi. Everything is okay. But I don't get the sense that people outside of Philadelphia feel that way. We feel that way here because Joe Girardi has had success. And we want to believe that changing the manager is going to change everything. 215-592-9494. I believe we're overrating the impact that Joe Girardi can have, especially in a short season. You know, over 162, that's a lot of nights for Joe or any manager to kind of, you know, get their hands in there and make a move here or change the lineup here or do something that spurs the team on a winning streak, improves this guy or helps that guy. All of that is something over a longer season. I think the more games, the more impact a manager could have. Over 60 games. I mean, quite frankly, how many games is Joe Girardi's decision-making going to totally change the outcome? I don't think it's going to be that many. I think that all of the excitement over Joe Girardi, while I'm excited he's the team's manager because I think he's good, we're overrating it. We're making it out to be that this is going to be the difference maker. A manager, outside of, I mean, very few instances, just can't be the difference maker on a baseball team. The players have to be the difference maker. Joe Girardi can't make Rhys Hoskins hit. Joe Girardi can't make Nick Pivetta find the strike zone.
Stop picking on Pivetta.
He can't. Joe Girardi can't make Zach Eflin, you know, be successful sometimes and other times not. I think we're asking the manager, and it's funny because we've done this now for a couple years. Now it's just a new manager. But we're asking too much of Joe Girardi, and we're overrating the impact he can have. You know, we've talked about Girardi a lot since October when he got hired, and many people believe that the Phillies are going to be way, way, way better now because they have a more accomplished and veteran manager in their dugout. And despite how much I was a fan of the last manager in Gabe Kapler, I will acknowledge that Girardi is a better manager than Gabe Kapler. He's a more accomplished manager than Gabe Kapler. But I fundamentally disagree with the idea that a manager in a 60-game season can have a lot of an impact. A little bit, yeah. And I think that there's a lot that Joe will do that will work for a long time here. I think Joe's going to have success as Phillies manager. But if the Phillies are going to take a big leap this year, it's not going to be because Joe Girardi is sitting in the dugout. It's going to be because the players here, the young players here, are taking leaps. Because they are ready to be actual all-stars and not just, you know, pretty good players. That's what's going to happen here.
Man, you are disrespecting Joe Girardi. And I long have thought about, you know, managers don't really matter. You know, I never thought Gabe was the big problem here. But I think what you're bringing – I think we have actually gotten to the point where we've underrated the possible impact that Joe Girardi is going to add to this.
Underrated?
I think we've severely underrated it. I mean, you're talking about that – like, you bring up the Yankees teams, and yes, they're loaded, and he's going to have a little different of a bullpen here.
Little bit.
A little different bullpen here in Philadelphia. But, like, I look at that 2006 Marlins team that he took, 78-84 with a payroll under $20 million total.
It was a great job. Manager of the year job.
Manager of the year that got him the Yankees job off of that one season. And I think that while I don't think Gabe was, you know, his decision-making I didn't think was brutal. But I think the clubhouse culture, the professionalism could lead, like, if this was 162, I think it could lead to 5 to 7 more wins. Just on the clubhouse culture, the professionalism, like those guys, those guys did not have any discipline last year. And I think when you bring in a boss like Joe Girardi, like you're going to have a different level of impact here than you had under Gabe Kapler. Like, I don't think we've talked enough about Joe Girardi's possible impact on this team. And I could not disagree more with your overratedness of Joe
You think
Girardi.
We've underrated it?
Yeah, I think severely. I think it's not been talked about enough.
Wow. 215-592-9494. I believe we've overrated the impact Joe Girardi can have. I think if the Phillies are to play well this year and are to become a playoff team this year, it's not going to be because Joe Girardi is sitting in the dugout, writing out a lineup card, or setting a culture, or being more of a disciplinarian. And he's all those things. And he's a good manager. But manager's impact in wins and losses is not what we make it out to be. And I think the Phillies here, I'll put it this way. The Phillies haven't improved enough in their roster for me to have total conviction that Girardi's going to be able to get this team into October. That's the biggest issue. It's not the manager thing. 215-592-9494. I believe we've overrated the impact that Joe Girardi can have in the 2020 season. Jack thinks we've actually underrated it. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Have we underrated or overrated Joe Girardi's potential impact? He's a manager. Managers only do so much in Major
Love
League
it.
Baseball.
Love it.
Sports Radio 94 WIP.
My pressure comes from within because I want to win so bad. You know, it doesn't come from outside. That burning desire to be a champion is something that I will fight and I will work tirelessly to get to that point. So that comes from within.
The voice of Joe Girardi there. How about that? Tireless worker, the fight. That's Philadelphia right there.
He's going to instill that in his players every single day.
You know what? If he can instill that and a little bit more talent, we're on our way. 215-592-9494. Joe Giglio in for both Marks and Reese today. As we talk Joe Girardi, Phillies are starting up summer camp or spring training starting tomorrow. We're 3 weeks away from the opener, and I believe we've overrated the impact that Joe Girardi can actually have on this team. He's a good manager. I think the Phillies made an upgrade at manager. Even though I thought Gabe Kapler's a good one, they made an upgrade. Yeah, an upgrade at manager. I didn't think I'd hear that.
Sort of breaking news.
An upgrade, but I think we overrate the idea that Girardi could take a team that's pretty good and make it a surefire playoff team. 215-592-9494. Jack thinks I'm crazy. Let's see what the people think here. Doug is in Pennsburg. What's up, Doug? Doug! Doug going once, twice. We'll sell Doug to Billy T and Princeton. Billy T?
JoJo Gigolo, would you fall and hit your head?
My head's fine. My head's good, Billy.
Joe, you're out of your mind. You know, I love to listen to you, but I got to tell you something. The reason you change a manager and the coaching staff is because the previous staff wasn't getting anything out of their players. Everybody with that moron that's out in San Francisco went backwards.
Well, that's not true, okay? Billy. That's not Billy. You know, Kingery got way better from year one to two. You know that.
Joe. Everybody went backwards.
I just told you, King. Wait. What about Kingery? Year one to year two, did he get better? Of course he did.
Yeah, and they had him in the outfield instead of at second base. You know, don't tell me the guy in San Francisco is an idiot. Okay. Joe Girardi knows how to run a pitching staff. He played. He was accomplished. He did well in New York. He comes from a solid organization. The hitting instructor he brought in, you're going to know within 1 month whether you're right or I'm right.
Well, that's for sure. You know why? Because if you're right, and everyone who seems to think that this is going to be a gigantic change, then we are going to see it. Because, Billy, if they really have the talent that a lot of people think they do, then, yeah, it should be different. Because I don't think the talent's good enough.
Joe, what happened with Hoskins last year? There was no corrective action by the coaches.
Wait a second, crazy? Billy. What about the year before with Reese? It's the same thing. This is who Reese Hoskins is. He's up and down.
No,
he's streaky.
No, it's not.
Why? Why do you think that?
I'm going to tell you why. You can't hit a 97-mile-an-hour fastball up in the zone swinging up at it. You have one intersection point. It's geometry. It's physics. What the hell are they teaching? The entire organization. I know more of my little pinky than that hitting coach from last year. So, as far as pitching, Girardi knows how to handle the staff.
Well, he knows how to handle a staff loaded with arms, good arms. His bullpen
they
in New York.
Always, stop it. They didn't always have good arms in New York.
Oh, what are you, Billy, in the bullpen?
Stop it. I watched all the Yankee games.
They had Mariano Rivera. I don't think they ever had a time where they didn't have Mariano Rivera, David Robertson, or Aroldis Chapman. It's pretty good. They don't have any of that right now.
Those guys. No question. Those guys at the end of the bullpen were perfect.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, they didn't have all great starters. And CC didn't always have great years. As he was getting older, he started to fail. We have two top-end starters. We're going to love this kid Wheeler. I'm telling you right now. And I've seen enough baseball. I probably watch as much baseball as anybody in this audience. So I'll tell you that right now. You're wrong about Girardi. And you're wrong about the staff.
Well, then, Billy T, let me ask you this. Why is their over-under basically the equivalent of an 85-win team? It's 31.5. So Vegas is telling us they're about an 85-win team. Why?
I don't know.
Well, you know why? Because the players aren't good enough, Billy.
Stop it.
Ah, Billy, appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. I believe we're overrating the impact Girardi can have.
I just love the baseball takes are back. It's no longer talking about labor negotiations.
No more Rob Manfred garbage and 60 games or 70 games or prorated salary. No, it's baseball.
Actually talking about the sport.
And we're talking managers again. It feels like old times. Now it's just a new manager.
Do you feel like you're back in 2019?
I do. Billy yelling at me with Jack. I feel like I've gone back in time here. It's just a new name of a new manager.
Yeah.
And I think Girardi's a good one. But I actually think we're setting up Joe Girardi to fail here. Like we're elevating the idea of what a manager can do too highly. Like, Joe Girardi's a good manager. He's not a miracle worker. I mean, Jack brought up a good point, 06 with the Marlins when he won Manager of the Year. But think about his teams when he actually won. Like, he actually won and he was a contender, a playoff team, a World Series team. He had real talent on those teams. And the Phillies have some real talent, but there is a reason that they're still projected to be the fourth best team in the division. I think they could be better than that. But the idea that Joe Girardi is going to come in here and a manager is going to change everything, I think we are asking too much, and we're overrating the impact Joe Girardi could have. So our Marks and Reese Twitter question here, which is, of course, brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is offering 5 years of no interest for all diamond rings purchased in July. Shop local. Buy her the ring you want now. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Have we overrated the impact Girardi is going to have on this team, or have we underrated it? So early on, 71, about 72% believe we have underrated the impact.
Smart 71%.
Can I be on the right side of one of these polls?
No.
Ever?
Not allowed.
Later we have to come up with a poll that I can win.
Good.
We're gonna try to do it. Matt is in Mayfair. Matt, what's up?
Joe, what's going on?
How you doing, Matt? It's a long time no talk.
Yeah, well, you know, especially on this show, I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back and talking to you, Joe.
Matt, what's on your mind? What do you think here about Girardi?
Well, so here's the thing, and I have to ask you a question first. I've been accused of rambling along a lot of times, so I don't want to ramble. I want to get right to it. So the question is, are you more interested in what the Giants do this season, or are you more interested in what the Phillies do?
No, the Phillies. I mean, I am more interested in what the Phillies are going to do.
Joe, look deep in your heart and tell me the answer.
It's the Phillies, Matt. Now, I can't pretend I'm not going to have an eye on what the Giants are doing out in San Francisco. I will.
I think that's another thing that's going to take some question asking.
Yeah, and they will, and that's okay. But, no, it's the Phillies.
So my point is this. I honestly think deep down you want Joe Girardi to fail.
That's not true. That's not true.
That is absolutely true.
Nope.
Jack Fritz, hey, what do you think?
I think that Joe is not rooting for Joe Girardi to fail.
Really?
No.
Because
Joe loves Girardi.
I'm a big Girardi guy. I was saying to Jack 2 years ago that, like, when the Phillies moved on for Pete McCannon, Matt, in 2017, Girardi was the first guy I wanted to come here to Philadelphia. Now, he took a couple years off, and the Phillies obviously hired Gabe, and that was, you know, disappeared for a little while. But, yeah, I mean, I'm a big Girardi fan.
So what do you think the Phillies, say in a 162-game season, what is the – I believe it's Girardi brings 10 to 15 more wins to this team.
I'd say 3 or 4.
You're crazy. You're absolutely
3 or 4.
Mind.
3 or 4.
Last point real quick before I go. What is going on with this Kinnerly Suarez Hunter Neris on the IL? Does anybody have any information about that?
So it's interesting, Matt, and we appreciate the phone call. What Matt just brought up there is that the Phillies put 4 guys on the injured list yesterday. And look, this is all just guesswork. We don't know. But 4 guys are on the injured list right now for the Phillies. They were placed there yesterday. Yesterday, they placed Ranger Suarez, Hector Neris, Tommy Hunter, and Scott Kingery on the 10-day injured list, retroactive to June 30th. That's exactly how it reads on the, like, if you go to the Phillies website. Now, apparently, Major League Baseball is not going to disclose if anyone actually has tested positive for COVID, like their names. We're going to get some sort of report tomorrow on how many players coming into camp have tested positive, but we're not going to get their names, and the players, I suppose, could tell us themselves. But there's a whole thing there on whether they're going to actually tell us which players. I don't know how they're going to do this. I don't know how a manager's not going to, you know, someone's going to ask, hey, how's so-and-so doing? Well, you know, I don't know. Like, it's hard to not disclose this, but that's what they're doing as of now. So to go to Matt's question, I don't know. I mean, that's all I can tell you. I don't know why Ranger Suarez, Hector Neris, Tommy Hunter, and Scott King were all placed on the IL yesterday. We could all use our imaginations. 4 guys. We know there were players last week down in Clearwater who tested positive, the cluster down there. I mean, if you want to imagine these are four major leaguers that have it, that was my first thought. Not going to pretend it wasn't, unless these guys all got hurt. Now, at least Tommy Hunter had an injury back in, you know, he was recovering from an injury back in spring training, so, you know, you could say maybe he's still not recovered. The other guys, though, I didn't think they were injured at all during spring training, unless they got hurt in individual workouts the last couple weeks, wherever they are. Then you could probably, you know, figure out what this means. So, yeah, the names are Suarez, Neris, Hunter, Kingery, all on the IL as of yesterday, or actually as of June 30th, and we don't know why yet. Now, I think Joe Girardi is scheduled to speak this afternoon on a Zoom call with some Phillies reporters. So if we get any update on that, we will absolutely bring it to you. But yeah, Suarez, Neris, Hunter, and Kingery. 215-592-9494. I believe we have overrated the impact Joe Girardi can have here with the Phillies. I mean, quite frankly, it's only a 60-game season, and he's a manager. This isn't a football coach. This isn't Doug Peterson or a new coach coming in for the Eagles that could change a scheme, that could change things in totality. I mean, Girardi could put some players in different spots. He could put Scott Kingery at second base. He could move a guy here. He could change the lineup around. He could make guys maybe feel a little bit more comfortable in their bullpen roles. But that's not going to change the talent level of the Phillies. The Phillies are going to be made or broken on these players, on some of these young guys that we've talked about for a couple years. And like, so Reese Hoskins just got brought up there by a caller. Reese Hoskins has been a pretty good offensive player for a couple years. He's had moments where we said, wow, he could be something more. And then he's had moments where he's been awful. And I don't blame a coaching staff or a manager for Reese Hoskins. And I don't think this coaching staff or this manager is going to have some pixie dust and make Reese Hoskins different. I think Reese is going to either be different because he's figured things out, or this is what he is. And that's what it keeps coming back to me when I look at the roster. I don't think they improved enough for us to get so excited and say, look, Girardi's here. He's going to fix all this. I don't think they're good enough for a man like Matt just said he thinks Girardi's 10 to 15 games better in a full season. 10 or 15 games better? Then why is there over under 85, basically?
I mean, I think that's a bit of a stretch, but I think you're thinking way too much about the X's and O's and not what he's going to bring from a professional standpoint. Like what he's going to bring in that locker room to get the most out of these guys. I don't think he's going to change Hoskins that much. That's going to be the hitting coach and his swing adjustments and all of that. But there's just going to be a different level of, like, you remember how it never really felt like the Phillies cared if they lost or not.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, we're in September, we're collapsing yet again, and everything's fine, right? That's going to be out the window with Joe Girardi. You know, there's going to be an actual sense of urgency of trying to of laying it out for a baseball game rather than just, you know, we lost, but we're only a game back. And then
that did bother me. I mean, Reese always said that. That was Reese's whole thing. Well, we're still in the race. Well, Reese, you haven't hit in 2 months. Well, we're still in it.
Yeah, it was not. You're not doing anything about it, Reese. You know, he's not really helping.
I hope that's the case. I hope it makes a big difference. I do. I hope Joe Girardi here makes a significant difference and that mentality changes for the Phillies. I don't think it can change the situation that much, though. I don't think you could just plug a manager in. Like in pro football, you change the coach and it changes everything. Culture changes, scheme changes, players are put in a different scheme and they become almost different players. And baseball really doesn't work like that. In baseball, you really can't take a 240 hitter. Let's say Reese Hoskins. Let's use him because he's one that we're going to pay attention to. You can't take a Reese Hoskins and say, okay, we're going to tweak this, tweak that, and you're a 300 hitter with 30 home runs. You are what you are, and improvement happens as improvement happens with young players. The same thing with Scott Kingery. I don't believe these players are being held back so much as this is who they are. 215-592-9494. Look, if Joe Girardi really can have the impact that many have bought into the idea of him having, if that is true, then the Phillies are going to be a significantly better team because that means all these young guys were being held back and they're way better than this. And my eyes haven't told me that. And look, the culture thing is, I mean, that could be a factor. And I think there are some guys who will probably take it to a new level in terms of preparation, in terms of this. But I never got the sense the Phillies were dogging it. I just thought they weren't. Like, maybe there's a sharpness and maybe a we don't want to lose mentality now with Girardi, but I never got the feeling that their best players weren't trying the last couple of years. Like,
right.
Reese is trying. He's just struggling.
Right, but Gabe didn't take the pressure off of Reese, Harper, or Realmuto. Like Girardi's kind of like they can just lean on him, and he can kind of be the leader of the locker room. He can be the leader of men, whereas Gabe was never that. Like, it fell – all the leadership last year fell on JT, Bryce, and Hoskins. And this year – they can kind of just lean on Joe Girardi to take them to the next level.
Well, you know what? That's what they have. Because you know what they didn't do in the offseason? The Phillies in the offseason didn't go out and add four or five or six excellent players. They added a couple. Didi Gregorius can be a good player. And Zach Wheeler has shown moments where he's a really good starting pitcher. But they didn't add – they won 81 games last year. And you look at what they added for this year, they didn't add seven or eight new players that can change this franchise in a big way. That's not the way they went about this offseason. They really just added a couple of significant parts. And the only big change, I mean, the most significant change they made was Girardi, Kapler to Girardi. That was the one. And I struggle to find teams that make, the only change they make is a manager and everything just clicks in a significant way. I guess the most recent one maybe is Alex Cora when he went to Boston and they won the World Series, but you know, they might have been doing some funny stuff up there to get their way to a World Series.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the Giants didn't win anything, and then Bochy showed up in three World Series in, what, 7 years? 8 years?
Yeah, they had a great run.
Like, I just think we're...
But they also had a Madison Bumgarner came up, and Buster Posey came up.
Right, but
where are those guys?
Hold on, but it's not like the Phillies don't have talent. Like, I think they have the makings of what could be an elite offensive unit. I mean, top to bottom, there's good players in there. Like, Adam Haseley's probably their worst hitter, and he's a 280 hitter?
Yeah, they have good players. They do, but they don't have enough great players. And the good ones need to be better, like Rhys Hoskins and like Scott Kingery. Those and Gene Segura. Those guys need to be better. Segura is an interesting one because that's one that when you think about the Phillies the last year at least, Segura is one that I think people say, well, he came here and he got worse. There was something about the Phillies recently. Under the last coaching staff, under Gabe Kapler, guys came here, maybe they got worse. Well, Gene Segura better get better then. This better not be a decline by Gene Segura. 215-592-9494. We are 3 weeks away from opening day. 3 weeks from today is opening day. And I believe we have overrated the idea of what Joe Girardi can do with this team, overrated the idea of his impact, a baseball manager's impact on a season. You know, I want Girardi to succeed. I think he will, in the long term, be a good manager for the Phillies. But this team this year, if Joe Girardi was that big of a difference, if he could be that much of a difference maker, why are they only projected to win about 31 or 32 games? Why are they just barely better than 500? I can't find the answer. And the only answer I could come back to is, oh, the roster still is what it is, pretty good, not excellent, and a manager can only take it so far. That's what I view the Phillies as, pretty good. They have a better chance at a short season. Because of, you know, there's just more variance in a short season and anything could happen. And, you know, 33 wins, 34 wins might win the division. I mean, it's all bunched up. But the idea of Joe Girardi coming in here and this being a totally different baseball team, I don't see that. I don't think managers can have that kind of impact. I don't think the last manager held them back. And I think we're actually setting Joe Girardi up to disappoint for no reason. You know, if Joe Girardi only gets his team to 31 wins, 32 wins, that's not Joe Girardi's fault. That's what they are. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Eric is in Harrisburg. Eric, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, Eric. What's up?
All right. So you just made a comment that a manager does not make a change without a big impact with the same lineup. And did you not see what the Philadelphia Flyers did this year?
I think hockey is a different animal.
Yeah, but it's still the same point. A manager can make a big difference.
I don't think they can. I mean, Eric, I think the manager can only take certain level of talent so far, and I think Joe will get this one to wherever he can get it in 60 games, but like I don't see how he's going to take what I think is a B-plus at best team and make it close to an A team to, you know, get into the playoffs and win a division.
Yeah, but you got to remember, Gabe Kapler made some of the dumbest pitching changes ever. And do you really think Joe Girardi's going to pull Aaron Nola out in the fifth inning with an 80 pitch count because he's, you know, that day the analytics tell him to take him out?
Well, I don't know if he's going to do exactly that kind of move, but he's going to do moves like that, especially early in the season, Eric. I mean, these pitchers aren't going to be built up. I mean, the problem I see is he still has the same collection of bullpen arms, maybe a worse collection, than Gabe had. I don't know how he's going to turn what they have here into something great. I think we're putting too much on the manager.
Okay, but you also got to remember that the pitching coach is different, the hitting coach is different. I mean, I think collectively, with him at the helm, you can see a vast improvement with a very similar roster.
I hope you're right, Eric. That's the fundamental difference. The roster, that's where you and I disagree. I think the roster has a ceiling, and I don't think Girardi can break through that ceiling. Obviously, Gabe couldn't either. I mean, he didn't get this team to a high enough height, but I don't think almost any manager can. Like, that's the way I view the managerial position.
So, well, you know, hopefully he'll prove everybody wrong and have a phenomenal season. Well,
it'd be great. I mean, if we get October baseball, Eric, I appreciate it. I don't think it's proving everybody wrong. I think it would be proving me wrong, because I think most people, we'll check our Twitter poll question as we go through this day, but I think most people think Girardi's impact is going to be significant on this franchise, on this team, on these players. And I don't view that. I think we're setting up Girardi. Here's what I anticipate now. I anticipate us now, we get to late September, early October, and we're like, look, you know, Joe Girardi was pretty good, but man, why wasn't this team very, very good again? Why were they only okay? Why did they miss the playoffs by a game or you know, whatever they end up doing? I think we're going to look back and say, man, this roster just really needs more players. I don't think we're going to blame this year on Joe Girardi, but I think we're going to realize sooner than later, Joe can only do so much. A manager can only do so much. 215-592-9494. We are going to continue taking calls on this. Joe Girardi's impact on this team this year. As we get set for baseball 3 weeks away from opening day, have we underrated or overrated Joe Girardi's impact, potential impact on this team? I think we've overrated it. And on the other side, look, there's a lot that the Phillies did here with the same players and new players. Here's what we're going to do on the other side. The Phillies will make the playoffs if. What has to happen for this team to make the playoffs? Other than Joe Girardi making a difference, other than Joe, what has to happen? I'll tell you what I think has to change, has to kind of be an X factor for the Phillies to make the playoffs. The Phillies will make the playoffs if. We'll hit on that on the other side. Your phone calls. Have we overrated or underrated Joe Girardi's potential impact on the 2020 Phillies? Right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.